Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest, Ken Rohla. We're going to be talking about a number of issues today that can affect your health, some of which you may be aware and some of which you may not be aware of, and also some devices and energetic solutions to these problems. These include GMO, which we've done radio shows with Jeffrey Smith and other people bringing this to light. Chemtrails, we've done What in the World Are They Spraying before on Temple of Health. Biowarfare and radiation. There's a lot more going on out there than the average person realizes, but there are things you can do to protect yourself. Welcome, Ken. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, give the audience a little bit of your background, and then we can start. I guess we'll probably start with the radioactive problem, since that is increasing, especially on the West Coast, but I guess it's spreading across the country now, so we have to think about radioactivity. And that we've not addressed that on Temple of Health. I think that's that's something that we need to.
Well, my background educationally is in electrical engineering. But I worked in the medical system in different positions for 23 years. I worked at the hospital, in hospitals at the patient level. I was a phlebotomist once upon a time, which is a person that draws blood on patients. So I worked in emergency rooms and saw ER medicine and worked in different positions in hospitals, worked in laboratories, and also worked at the state and national policy level at the North Carolina Hospital Association for 10 years. And so I've seen the healthcare system at the national level, the state level, policy-wise, and at the patient level. And so, you know, I was, toward the end of my career, I was really getting burned out on it. And so I decided to get out, and I actually quit my job and became a potter for a few years. And so... But I had learned about the living foods lifestyle and detoxification and natural healing because I had to heal myself. And so when I moved from North Carolina to Florida, new friends that would come over to the house would always ask me, you know, why we didn't have a television and why our refrigerator was full of vegetarian food and hardly any processed food and that kind of stuff. And so I was... complaining, I would wind up, people would come over and wind up having a 2 or 3 hour conversation with them about why we live the way we live and, you know, growing our own food and sprouting and that kind of stuff. And so I was complaining to a friend about it, and he said, well, you ought to do a workshop for your friends and get them off your back. And I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. So I did that, and they went and told people. And then I had to do another one that was even larger, and then they went and told people, and it just kept growing.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and then 9/11 happened, and the pottery business tanked, and the, the natural health stuff was going gangbusters. So I figured, well,
time for a
career
change.
Yeah. But because of my background in engineering, I would see things in what I was being taught that other people weren't seeing because they didn't have that background. And I've always been a student of quantum physics and advanced physics and science, and then. In the early 90s, I had an opportunity to work with a man who developed water-fueled technology named Yule Brown. And that technology, not only could it power everything on the planet non-toxically, but it could also clean up the pollution because you can take polluted water, even radioactive water, and you can run it through this engine and basically burn it and break down the radioactive elements or toxic elements into non-toxic elements that can then be used. And so that was kind of the beginning of me getting working with advanced technologies and getting exposed to advanced technologies and things that people just flat out wouldn't believe. I mean, some of it's just straight out of science fiction as far as most people are concerned. And so when the Fukushima nuclear disaster occurred, my first thought was I already knew that the fallout was going to be coming to the United States within a few weeks because I had worked with Chernobyl victims, helping them heal. But I was curious to see if a scalar energy weapon had been used to create the earthquake. And so I Googled Fukushima scalar weapon, and one of the first things that came up was the Minister of Finance of Japan stating on record, on video, being interviewed by the editor-in-chief of Forbes China, and he stated mm-hmm. that the United States had used scalar energy weapons to create not only the Fukushima earthquake that caused the tsunami, but also two other earthquakes previous to that on the west coast of Japan mm-hmm. in order to blackmail Japan into
was
economic
this on,
policy.
Over the financial stuff?
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the finance. It's about the mm-hmm. Chinese yuanming currency becoming the world's reserve currency. Mm-hmm. There's an alliance of nations of about 140 countries calling themselves the BRICS Alliance.
Right.
China and Russia being two of the prominent members of that alliance. And they're working to remove the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency and switch
right.
it to the Chinese yen. And for those who don't know what a reserve currency is, that's just the currency that countries use to do business between themselves. So
mm-hmm.
right now, the United States can just print up monopoly money and go out and buy stuff, whereas other
right.
countries have to trade real
it's
assets.
It's not backed by anything. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So here's the Minister of Finance saying that the United States used these scalar weapons to create
mm-hmm.
these earthquakes. And it didn't surprise me because of the work I'd done with advanced technologies. But there it was. And that video, within a few days, was gone from the Internet. And it's
sure.
since been up and down on the Internet.
Yeah.
But I, because of my background and working, I was already manufacturing scalar energy devices, which is a
mm-hmm.
type of subtle energy. And so I figured, well, if people are using scalar devices to cause the problem, then probably are people that have solutions. So I started looking around and found out, in fact, that there were people that have scalar technologies that could neutralize radioactivity and clear up the atmosphere and even clean up polluted water. And so so I spent about a year and a half experimenting with some technology that I was already selling that was designed for sleep and EMF protection, and was able to develop a device that will clear a 75-mile radius of not only nuclear fallout, as it turns out, but other pollutants as well, including the mm-hmm. geoengineering pollutants that are coming down on us.
And that's very important. These things aren't benign. They increase your risk of cancer. The EMF disruptions that are just from things that we do, like having our cell phone next to our bed or our Wi-Fi on, the rest shield will help neutralize that so it doesn't increase your risk of malignancy as well as sleep disruption.
Yeah, and of course, we can't make any claims that we haven't substantiated scientifically, but we do see a lot of amazing results with these things. And what they do is they create a field, the rest shield device, which is a little pyramid device we make.
Mm-hmm.
It puts out a field of about a 20-foot radius. It's actually larger than that. We just are conservative with our figures because some people aren't as sensitive as others. But
mm-hmm.
when you're immersed in the scalar field this thing puts out, it pulses at the original Schumann resonance, which is the
mm-hmm.
pulsing of the Earth's atmosphere. It's designed to slow living organisms down, particularly human beings and mammals. They entrain with the pulsing in the Earth's atmosphere, and
mm-hmm.
normally it slows them down and gets them into deep sleep states at night. But the Schumann resonance has accelerated to now, normally it's supposed to be around 7.83 hertz,
mm-hmm.
but it's up, lately I've heard it spiking at around 112, which is astronomically high.
It really
so it's
is.
Stressing
well, that's why everybody's kind of going crazy, though. I mean, have you
exactly,
noticed that,
exactly.
that a lot of people are not right? I mean, the airline
exactly.
incidences, the just all sorts of stuff. And it
exactly.
really is the frequency. I mean, that's the basis of all of this, is that as the frequency of the Earth, the planet, increases, if you do not have a pretty strong spiritual connection to your soul, your emotional and mental states go wacko.
Precisely. And that's exactly
yeah.
it. You know, people will say that this is a part of the natural process of ascension or raising
mm-hmm,
people's frequencies.
Right.
And that I believe that probably is the case. You know, it's caused by the area of the galaxy that we're moving through, that the Earth
mm-hmm.
is moving through. And so it is accelerating these cycles and energies. And so it's making people shift their consciousness and change
mm-hmm.
or die, and that's
right.
what's going on.
And there are a lot of people dying. That's the other thing that
yeah.
I think is being suppressed. A lot of people are dying. A lot of people are getting very ill. And I think I don't know what you've heard, but I think that there's going to be a significant pulse of energy the last week in May. I think that's...
I've heard all kinds of stuff at different times And I'm watching what I can see and measure, but certainly the Schumann resonance has been going crazy, and it definitely kind of accelerates people's consciousness. And so people that are trying to hang on to the old paradigm, it's very uncomfortable for them, and they wind up manifesting illness and all kinds of things to kind of force them to shift through. But the one thing that I have seen for certain is that when you put a living organism, whether it's a bacteria or a plant or a person, in the original 7.83 Schumann resonance, they de-stress and their biological indicators improve.
Right.
And so, so it also enhances things like meditation and actually... Mm-hmm. We found anecdotally that people have noted this to us. I've noticed this as well, that you'll wind up manifesting synchronicities and things more easily with these devices around. And I believe it's because the scalar frequencies that it puts out, which are natural frequencies created by minerals, I believe that those act as a carrier wave for human consciousness itself, because it definitely seems to accelerate synchronicities and make things flow a little easier. So I developed this device for outdoors for clearing this pollution out, and what I found was that when you do that, what it does is it creates this vortex of energy that's about maybe a quarter mile in diameter. It's like an upside-down tornado, and so the apex of the tornado is out in space, and at ground level it's about a quarter mile in diameter. And these scalar waves are vortexing and folding in on themselves just like a tornado. So they act like a vacuum cleaner for pollution, and it only pulls pollution out into space. It doesn't harm the atmosphere or have any negative side effects at all, but it pulls pollution out of the atmosphere. And when you pull the pollution out, the particles of pollution change the ionic charge in the atmosphere and throw it off. And so you wind up getting severe weather and all kinds of weather extremes, floods, droughts, heavy hail and snow and all kinds of things. So you clean the pollution out, then you get normalized weather for your area. And in fact, we've seen when we put these things in deserts, deserts actually are areas where the geology of the earth has been damaged, probably from ancient wars or something. And when you fix the frequency, what you'll see is the deserts will green up and they will get rainfall and just a lot of life will start returning to the desert. Here in Florida, where I'm at, we've got them protecting Florida. And what we've seen is when storms and hurricanes and things come through, they will either bounce off and go out to sea or they'll just fall apart. And that's simply
you can test it pretty well where you are, because you get a fair number of hurricanes.
Yeah, well, if you go online and Google Florida hurricane drought, you'll see that we didn't have any hurricanes for 14 years, and we just had one in October. But it was predicted. It was being engineered, by the way, too. I was watching live video of it as it was coming toward Florida, and it had scalar wave patterns in it. It had these very typical longitudinal wave patterns and fractal patterns in it. And at one point it even had two eyes, which is definitely not natural.
Right.
And so it was predicted to go through Miami and come right up the east, inside the east coast of Florida, but it wound up staying offshore. And even though it was Category 5, it did minimal damage. But, I mean, we've seen that consistently with this kind of technology. And so these are some of the things that I've been involved with for...
Japan needs to buy some of this stuff, huh?
They do. And, you know, when I worked with Yul Brown, his technology could clean up Fukushima very quickly.
Wow.
It could neutralize the whole reactor and Chernobyl and any other. But, of course, that technology, first of all, implies a whole different understanding of physics that would destroy the existing energy paradigm on this planet.
Right.
And also, it would create the ability to neutralize nuclear missile silos and warheads and those kinds of things. And so the countries with the nuclear advantage do not want that out. And so they keep suppressing these different solutions for neutralizing radioactivity. I mean, there are actually 61 patents worldwide for methods for neutralizing radioactivity 8 of them in Japan. And yeah. I've got those patents listed for anybody that wants to look at them on my website. If you go to radiationlinks.freshandalive.com, you can actually see those patents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we don't have solutions. We always have, and we always will have the solutions, but they're not being allowed out by the powers
now,
that be.
Now, President Trump recently signed some executive orders to release some technologies, some of which were coming out of the Secret Space Program, and some of the energy technologies. And there was an argument, I heard that there was an argument that they were wanting to release them in 10 years, but he said they had to be released in 2 years. Do you know if Yul Brown's work is amongst these that he signed to be released?
I don't know, but I'm hopeful that, you know, he appointed Elon Musk to his technology advisory committee, and Elon Musk for sure has got to know about free energy technology.
Sure.
I think the technologies that he's coming out with are simply to have him positioned so that when free energy is allowed out, he can be a major provider of it. But
mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if they didn't have water fuel technology in the back burner, because it makes so much sense. I mean, you can power everything on the planet non-toxically. You can clean up radioactive mm-hmm. water. You can clean up radioactive air. You can neutralize
right.
these power plants and things. So, yeah, I would be shocked if they didn't have it waiting in the wings.
So what's the current? I know Fukushima is a continued problem. It continues to get worse. There's a lot of deaths in California now. It's probably spreading across the country, and I guess we have to be careful about what food we eat. Are there other threats other than Fukushima that we need to be aware of? Nuclear?
Well, there's always military stuff that they don't talk about, because like Melbourne, Florida, south of me, has the highest levels of radioactivity outside of Fukushima, and they're trying to say that's because of the trade winds from Japan. I don't buy that. I think it's something
yeah.
military. I've seen, working with my own technology, that I've seen evidence that there are, for example, scalar energy technologies on cell phone towers that are military.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not told what's really going on with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there probably are nuclear threats other than what we're aware of. But just, you know, Chernobyl and Fukushima alone are mm-hmm. big enough causes to be extremely concerned.
And what are some of the things that people can do to protect themselves against the radioactive threats?
Just well, as it turns out, there's
stuff.
A lot.
Yeah.
And this is something I've been teaching about for years. You can get it out of the atmosphere using my technology. You can get mm-hmm. it off of your land by using effective microorganisms. There was a agriculture professor from Okinawa named Dr. Tira Wahiga, who developed this microbe mixture for agriculture that will actually break toxins down into non-toxic elements. And they have proven in Fukushima City, they've used it on farms in Fukushima City and have made them completely safe with no measurable radiation on the soil or the crops, using these dirt-cheap microbes that you can actually brew yourself.
Wow.
And I teach people how to do that. So you can get it off the land, you can get it off your food crops,
mm-hmm.
and you can get it out of your body as well. There are supplements like nanozeolites that can pull the stuff out of you, and
mm-hmm.
Also for what are called the transuranic elements, which is uranium and above on the periodic chart. Those
mm-hmm.
radioactive elements, their particles are too big for zeolites to pull out, but they're also large enough that they stay in the gut, so you can pull
mm-hmm.
them out of the gut with toxin absorbers like charcoal or clays
mm-hmm.
Or apple pectin, certain things like that.
Yeah, I've been taking Folium PX because I had a uranium exposure recently,
mm-hmm.
and it has extract of pine parts and grape seeds in it. So I guess
mm-hmm.
that's...
It turns out there's actually a lot of stuff that will remove or neutralize radioactivity in the body.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of foods, there are a lot of herbs, you know, parsley, ashwagandha, astragalus, all kinds of stuff. Chlorophyll in general will pull it out of the body. Chlorella will pull it out of the body. But also there are methods for actually neutralizing radioactivity in the body. Because just like you, I've been poisoned three times with radioactivity on my food. And the first time it was life-threatening, and it took me about a week to figure out how to deal with it. And what I discovered was that, fortunately, I was taking nanozeolites. I just happened to be testing some nanozeolites and was taking them. And so they pulled the particles out of my gut pretty quickly. But the gamma, beta, and alpha radiation damage made me quite sick. And so as I was using food and herbs to heal, I also went and got a session with a device that's known as a quantum biofeedback device, specifically one called a QXCI-SCIO. That's QXCI-SCIO for people that want to research it. And there are other devices like that. There's one called the Indigo, and there's another called the Life System. But these are machines that you get hooked up to. It's a combination of software and hardware, and they put electrodes on your body, and it can read the scalar energetic signature of the body, which simply means that all matter at the atomic level vibrates, and that vibration is created by scalar waves. And so scalar waves are just this superluminal light that flows through everything, flows through matter. So these devices can measure the frequency of all of the elements. So, for example, hydrogen has a certain frequency, oxygen has a certain frequency. If you combine two hydrogens and an oxygen, it has an overall resonant frequency, so you can identify that as water. So using that principle, this machine will use software to analyze, read the energetic signature of the body at any level of granularity, and then analyze what's there. And it can identify toxins, it can identify deficiencies, it can identify emotional stuff, or it can identify energetic weapons or EMF influence or a slew of other energetics, including radiation in the body. What I didn't know at the time was apparently they can also neutralize radioactivity in the body, because I got zapped for about 3 hours by one, and when I was done, there was no more radiation in my body.
Wow.
And then a few days after that, serendipitously, I went up talking to Dr. Gabriel Cousins at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Arizona, and he told me about a product that they had called Rad Neutral that will neutralize radioactivity in the body. And he said in testing it was the only thing that he had seen that actually will pull all of it out. And so I wound up, again, serendipitously bumping into the manufacturer of it and wound up getting him to sell it for a much lower price. So now we sell that under the name of Rad Detox. So there,
and we do, and we do too, because of your recommendations. It's worked very well.
Yeah, I mean the stuff works. It's a new class of supplements that I call Ormus homeopathics. Ormus being an acronym for orbitally rearranged monoatomic elements, and monoatomic elements are just certain minerals that can exist as individual atoms of the mineral, which according to conventional physics is impossible. But they do in fact exist, and they have a lot of really weird properties, and one of them is that you can put them in water, and you can program the water with scalar frequencies, and then they will radiate outward those scalar frequencies. So in the case of the Rad Detox, they haven't confirmed this is how they make it because it's proprietary, but this is my impression. They're using some kind of monoatomic in water. They programmed it with the anti-frequencies of all known radioactive elements, and then those monoatomics in the water just continually radiate those frequencies outward. So when you ingest it, it's radiating these scalar frequencies out, and scalar energy can create an altered matter. And so that's how it's able to neutralize radioactivity. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, we need to develop the same thing to neutralize frequency weapon disruptions.
Yes, and I think that's part of the solution, is using these Ormus homeopathics, also using scalar energy devices, because they can block a lot of these energy weapons, particularly the low-level ones. I mean, my Reshiel device, for example, will protect against low-level devices like HARP, for example.
Right, yeah. Yeah, people are not aware of how much electromagnetic contamination there is. What do you think of the new 5G technology that's supposed to be coming out. There's been warnings about that.
Yeah, I mean, from an EMF standpoint, it's pretty horrific the amount of energy that it puts out because it's a much higher power output. It won't probably initially be that ubiquitous because it requires a lot more antennas because mm-hmm. it's a more distributed transmission system. So you need, rather than, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of antennas across the country, you need millions. And so it's exponentially mm-hmm. more hardware for the cell companies to put in place. So most likely they'll only put it around larger cities or right. populated areas. But it is really bad, and, you know, when it comes out, I certainly won't be using a 5G phone. I've been teaching people for many years to practice safe phone use by mm-hmm. limiting their use. And
keeping it away from their head.
Yeah, keep it away from their head. I only use, I use my phone for GPS and occasionally as a telephone when I'm on the road traveling. Mm-hmm. But I'm able to keep my use down even with, I don't spend a lot of time surfing or doing email, that kind of stuff. People should mm-hmm. not use these phones as handheld computers.
Right.
Because if you do, you're going to shorten your life.
Yeah.
But if you use it as a phone, you use it minimally for the things you need it, really need it for, mm-hmm. and use an air tube headset, keep it away from you. You know, when mm-hmm. I use mine, I put it on speaker, I put it on a table or a desk, or I have
right.
it in my car mounted on the windshield. And if you do all of that and you use EMF protection on the phone and on yourself, mm-hmm. then you'll be okay. But I'm still using a 3G phone, and it actually works better than expensive 4G phones that I've had.
It's good to know.
But all this wireless technology is going to have to change to scalar energy technology or mm-hmm. to technologies that use frequencies that are beneficial to living organisms.
Yeah.
It's kind of like cigarettes. I think the cell phones are the new cigarette, and it's going to take mm-hmm. you know, a multitude of lawsuits and a lot of cost incurred by the cell phone companies before it's going to change anything.
But yeah,
there
so many lawsuits right now there are more class action lawsuits against the cell phone companies than anything else, and yet you never hear about them. They're not in the news. I interviewed Dr. Carlo, who did $20 million worth of research for the cell phone companies and figured out it was free radicals that were causing the increased risk of cancer and brain cancer and eye cancers and other tumors. And so melatonin is something. If you do, a lot of people muscle test for 3 to 6 milligrams of melatonin every night, not to help them sleep, but just to help neutralize free radicals that they get during the day.
Exactly.
So that's one way to protect yourself.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I teach living foods lifestyle. I teach detoxification. I teach taking in dense nutrients in general anyway. And a lot of that removes free radicals from the body. But
right.
we've got to protect ourselves as much as possible from the creation of it. And it makes sense the melatonin would help as well because one of the things that cell phones do, they're cycling at billions of cycles per second.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Wi-Fi also and, you know, all these wireless technologies. The brain and the nervous system and the body and the cells, they're all designed to entrain with pulses. They're
mm-hmm.
designed to entrain with pulses of various kinds, including the Schumann resonance. And those pulses, those natural pulses, slow us down and de-stress us and relax us and get us into deep sleep states at night. But when you've got all this wireless technology around you, the body, instead of trying to entrain with 7.83 or so cycles per second, it's
mm-hmm.
trying to entrain with billions of cycles per second, then it just gets totally frazzled and the brain won't shut down and then you don't get into the deepest sleep states. And then that you just get a whole cascade of health problems from that.
I think there's another thing going on, too. I think that there's ELF waves being generated through the cell towers and some of the other ways that they have to bring energy into cities and other areas. And I think these ELF waves are causing health issues and difficulty sleeping. So
mm-hmm.
I think that protection from ELF is important during this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's definitely going on. There's all kinds of frequencies being used, military frequencies being used on different kinds of towers. You've got Gwen towers. Mm-hmm. You've got all this covert stuff on cell towers now. And I know this because my devices are scalar energy devices, and they do not interfere with cell towers or electromagnetic devices. It's impossible mm-hmm. for them to. And yet, twice we've had representatives from AT&T show up at our door saying that our scalar device was interfering with a cell phone tower, which is impossible.
Yeah, right.
Which
so that'd be scalar.
There's scalar military tech on
yeah.
those towers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
so
scalar
a lot
energy
of stuff
for
we're not being told.
Yeah, scalar energy for the listeners that don't know about it. I think it's best thought of as energy coming from a higher dimension that is involved in healing. Most healing energy is going to be scalar energy. It's the energy involved in keeping corpses from decaying. That's been documented. Yogananda, some of the saints, and some of the other people in history, their corpses never decayed, even over hundreds of years. So that's what scalar energy can do, and that's it's certainly suppressed. Russia has studied scalar energy better than anyone. Russian scientists have had a lot of research in scalar energy, and in the U.S. it's uniformly suppressed because it's used for military purposes and other purposes. So
yeah, it's like any kind of energy. Frequency is everything. And so you can use frequencies that are healing and harmonious.
To kill or cure.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way.
And unfortunately, our illustrious government and other ones are using it to kill and to harm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's superluminal light that flows out of the centers of galaxies. I kind of liken it to God consciousness because it has an intelligence. But it flows through everything. It's kind of like the Force in Star Wars. It's this superluminal light that flows through everything and exists in between all the particles of matter. And it actually slows down and coagulates into the matter that we can see and measure, and also the electromagnetic energy that we can see and measure. So you can create or alter matter and conventional energy with this energy. And that's why these very advanced technologies are coming out to do that.
So tell the listening audience a little bit about your website and some of the things that they can find on that.
Okay. Well, my main website is freshandalive.com, and that's mainly where I've got my products, but there's a lot of information with the products on, you know, how they work and that kind of stuff. Educational material is predominantly on my blog, which is freshandaliveblog.com. I've also got a YouTube channel, and I'm on Facebook and social media, so you can see links to that, all of that on freshandalive.com. I also have links under our services menu to different practitioners around the country that I recommend who are very gifted at what they do. And actually, I need to get you on there because you're one of them.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And
if you have breast implants, it's best to come here.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, well, and the world needs more medical doctors like you. You know, that's the thing. Every now and then I bump into medical doctors who are really switched on and understand this stuff. And the world desperately needs medical doctors that understand natural health issues and techniques. So, that's predominantly what my website is about. And I also do events and online events and travel quite a bit.
Great. Do you have anything on your schedule now that you want to announce?
Well, this is not anything for the public, but I'm going to be going to Bosnia in a couple of weeks to visit Dr. Samir Osmanagic and the largest pyramids in the world. He discovered these pyramids. They're so big. People thought they were mountains. I mean, there's a complex of these pyramids that's the size of a small city. And so he's been unearthing them, and his PR guy apparently is a fan of mine, and so they started sending me videos of what they were discovering. And since he's an archaeologist, he doesn't know the physics per se. So I would tell them what I was seeing with what they were discovering, the physics of it. And then he worked with some some Russian scientist who had access to some really high technology to confirm what was going on with this thing. But it's really fascinating.
Yeah, pyramids are essentially scalar devices that were put in place probably by very enlightened civilizations in order to stabilize energy on the planet.
You know, if you listen to these secret space program people that have been out, like William Tompkins or Corey Good or others, you know, what they're saying is that we have discovered pyramids on every single celestial body in our solar system, the planets,
that's right.
and the moons.
Ancient civilization technology that is very important for, I think, well, I'm beginning to think it's just critical for stabilizing the planet itself. Maybe you couldn't terraform a planet without the stabilizations that the pyramids provide. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah, it most certainly has a beneficial effect for creating an environment that's conducive to our
things growing.
Type of life.
Because,
I mean, it's been shown, like, and Dr. Alexander Golod in Russia, he's experimented and built pyramids, and because he's got a multi-million dollar annual budget and access to top-secret Russian technology, he's been able to measure what goes on with these pyramids. And what he's proven is that they are scalar wave antennas. They've discovered that there are singularities or black holes at the centers of planets and suns, and they act as this cosmic web of relays that allows this scalar energy to flow from sun to sun to sun outward, you know, from the center of the galaxy and then through the planets. And so on here on Earth, this energy is coming up from the center of the Earth to us and coming down from the sun. So these pyramids act as an antenna to capture that energy and then create a localized scalar field. And if the pyramid's built out of the right materials and angles, it will have harmonious and beneficial effects on living organisms. It also will create a vortex of energy that comes up out of the tip that has benefits as well, like neutralizing radioactivity in the atmosphere. This is something Alexander Golod showed, that he built this 144-foot-tall pyramid outside of Moscow out of fiberglass and wood, and it will clear a 350-kilometer diameter area of radioactivity in the atmosphere and in the groundwater, among many other things. Very, very fascinating.
It is, yeah. Well, the ancients obviously had understanding of all this technology. We've probably been dumbed down quite a bit. So,
yeah, exactly.
As a result,
we've
polluted our planet terribly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Dr. Osmanagich and others who have made these discoveries. They're proving that the history that we've been taught is totally bogus.
Absolutely.
You know, they've been heavily attacked for it. But when you've got all this evidence showing the age of these things is tens of thousands of years old, sometimes older.
It's way older,
and that, you know,
it probably could not have been built by Homo sapiens, you know.
Precisely.
It's not possible.
Well, one thing that Golod showed was that whoever built these pyramids around the world, even though they were supposedly built by different cultures in different times, somebody who had to have coordinated their construction because it's part of a global grid system, and they would have had to have had at least air travel capabilities, if not space flight.
Right.
So, yeah, more and more archaeological evidence is coming out showing that what we've been told about our history is nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that there were pyramids in Missouri, too. There's pyramids on this continent that...
Oh, yeah, there's
like
pyramids.
Like you were saying before, are buried. You know, you might only see the tip of it because they were built so long ago, but there's large pyramids on the North American continent.
Oh, absolutely. All over the globe. Because they are placed on junctures where this scalar energy that's coming from the center of the Earth, it comes out in geometric patterns. Because the singularity, it's been shown with in the field of cymatics. Cymatics is the study of frequency. It's been shown that matter doesn't form energy. Energy forms matter.
Right.
Energy comes first. So this energy, when it's of certain frequencies, it has geometry to it. And this singularity at the center of the Earth has the geometry of a cube inside of an octahedron. And where the points of those geometric shapes are, energetically speaking, you get these vortices of scalar energy coming out, and it passes through the Earth's crust and comes to the surface. And then gravitation and the rotation of the Earth will pull it down across the surface of the Earth. So you have this geometric scalar energy grid all across the planet, and these pyramids, not surprisingly, are built where these nodes come out. And also mountains naturally occur on a lot of these nodes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like the chakras of the Earth. There are these, these meridian.
And there's also low-level. I mean, these are high-level areas. There's also low-level areas. And I think some of the low-level areas are where, like, isn't that Bermuda Triangle where things tend to disappear? I mean, there's bad things that happen in the low-level areas, and then probably the opposite with the pyramids is interesting.
Yeah, and I think also, too, probably some ancient technologies have kind of fallen in disrepair and maybe causing problems.
Oh, I'm sure in the Bermuda Triangle that's true. But the low-level areas, I mean, geopathic stress and the formation of cancer, you know. You sleep on a geopathic stress line, you can get cancer easily.
Exactly. Geopathic stress most often is caused by geology in the ground. And mm-hmm. it's because crystals are oscillators. You know, all stones are crystals. And oscillators are simply when you send energy into them in one frequency and it comes out the other end, a different frequency. Mm-hmm. So this scalar energy that's coming from the center of the Earth up to the surface, the frequency is modulated by the crystals in the ground. And so some places where there are geological formations of high amounts of crystals, like, say, amethyst or quartz, that are beneficial mm-hmm. to living organisms, those areas will have, they'll promote life more strongly mm-hmm. there. So, for example, Sedona, Arizona, mm-hmm. you know, it's built over these huge crystal beds, and mm-hmm. it's a very enlightened place, and it's always been considered a sacred site by Native people.
Right.
But then other places have radioactive elements or minerals mm-hmm. that are not harmonious to living organisms, and they will create these geopathic stress zones that can be very mm-hmm. damaging or cause disease in people. But you can counteract those frequencies if you have a scalar device, kind of like mine.
Right.
It will counteract those frequencies.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing that so much can be corrected with the devices that you have. You know, chemtrails and the electromagnetic stuff, and then the geopathic stress too. But every cancer patient I have muscle tests very well for your rest shield, so it must
That's
be
good to know.
Must be beneficial.
We've done a lot of testing with them. We've seen, you know, because people think, oh, it's just a placebo effect, but we've tested mm-hmm. plants and animals and microbes
right.
with them, and they always see benefits.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it. I have one right here next to my bed. I think it's very, very beneficial. So.
Yeah, I'm so used to them. I'm surrounded by them. And when
right.
I travel, if I don't bring one of my scalar devices with me, that's when I can't sleep in hotels and stuff because the frequency.
So when are you going to get your travel device? Are you working on that now?
I'm intending this summer. It's like I thought I would have it done by now, but I keep getting invitations mm-hmm. to travel and to speak,
mm-hmm.
and some of them were just opportunities I couldn't turn down, like going to Bosnia.
Yeah.
I can't turn that down. But it should be very soon. I would say by the end of the summer. I've just got a few more things to do on it. It's a device called a stress shield, and for people listening, it's a little pocket-sized device that puts out a scalar field mm-hmm. that pulses at the Schumann resonance and has other natural harmonics.
Yeah.
So it protects against EMF, and it actually will reduce or stop jet lag when you're traveling and helps mm-hmm. us sleep. And so
I'm looking forward to it. I think that
I am too, actually, because I've got an old one that I mm-hmm. built years ago that I travel with, and I'd like to make it smaller. So
great.
And I've got new designs that will make it much more powerful.
Great.
So that's coming.
Well, wonderful. Was there anything else that you'd like to mention with the interview? Anything we haven't covered?
Well, in regards to protecting yourself from this nuclear fallout, these GMO bugs. Oh, one thing with the GMOs, you can revert GMO DNA back to heirloom. And I've seen this done. I've done it myself. It's a little secret that our friends at Monsanto don't want people to know about. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that genetically engineered plants will revert their DNA over several generations if you clone them. They will naturally revert back to the heirloom. But you can actually feed GMO organisms monoatomic minerals, and that will raise the superconductivity in the DNA, and the DNA will unravel and revert back to the original heirloom.
Wow.
The reason that happens is...
Yeah. So this monatomic stuff that I'm taking, I was guided to take, let's see, what's the name of it? Focus Brain. It's a bunch of monatomic minerals. Mm-hmm. Would that like maybe be helping to reverse some of the GMO bacteria in the gut?
It definitely can, but I am very leery about most ORMIS supplements because most of them are made in an alchemical way that mm-hmm. is not good for the body or mm-hmm. the spirit. You need to get them in a natural form. There are a few alchemical forms that I know of that don't cause problems. But in general, like the ones that most people sell or make, they take something like sea salt and mix it with lye and vortex it and mm-hmm. precipitate out this white powder. And the mm-hmm. white powder is a silicate that has a higher concentration than monatomics. The problem with those kinds of alchemical supplements is mm-hmm. that they raise the superconductivity in the body too fast. Mm-hmm. And the spin, the electron spin on them, is wrong. And so everyone I've ever met who has ingested alchemical forms for very long has major problems, either health problems.
Well, take a look at Focus Brain for me, okay? Because I went through a whole bunch of them with muscle testing, and then that was the only one that was good for me anyway. I mean, I didn't know any of the science when I did it. I just basically was guided that I needed this, and there were a whole bunch of the ones that weren't good, and then this one was okay. So take a look at that and see if it's...
There are ways to make them...
made differently.
Yeah, so that they're not damaging. For example, vortexing water, you can take... liquid minerals like sea minerals mm-hmm. and vortex them in a magnetic field, and that will break them down into monatomics, and that's very healing and it won't cause you mm-hmm. a problem. There's a company mm-hmm. called AncientTech.com, and mm-hmm. they have some phenomenal alchemical ORMIS products, but they're made in a very different way.
Okay.
And then also AccelleratedHealthProducts.com, they have what they call hydrosols, but they're actually monatomics. And they've mm-hmm. got a platinum and gold that will also plug into the pineal gland and mm-hmm. and accelerate healing in the body. So there are some out there. But in general, what I tell people to do, if they're going to make or buy these alchemical forms, mm-hmm. feed them to plants or ferment, and the plants will uptake them and make them beneficial.
Right.
And the same thing with ferment. So that's what I do.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information again?
Sure. My main website is freshandalive.com, and my blog is freshandaliveblog.com, and folks can check things out there. I'm also on Facebook from time to time as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I can tell people that the Rest Shield and the Sky Shield are very beneficial. I've had both of them, and the patient, especially the cancer patients, are testing very well for the Rest Shield. And I would advise anybody that lives in a hurricane area to get the Sky Shield. That would be a good investment.
If anybody's interested, we're calling it the Home Shield.
The Home
Shield. If anybody's interested, they can contact us about that. We don't have it on the website.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. Well, thanks a lot, Ken. I appreciate you taking the time to do the radio show today.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
And we will be back next week with Henry McGrath on traditional Chinese medicine's approaches to cancer. This has been Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.